Vanderbilt political scientist Bruce Oppenheimer says playing chicken might be the best way to describe the approaching showdown over Bush's judicial nominations and the GOP threat to try to break through a Democratic filibuster in the Senate.
Two cars riding down the road in opposite directions with foot to the floor, and the question is, you know, will somebody blink?
Republican leaders have indicated that Vice President Cheney, as president of the Senate, could rule that filibusters of judicial nominations are out of order. Then Majority Leader Frist would have to get enough of his GOP colleagues to go along with the ruling for a 51-vote majority, a real test of leadership for the Tennessee senator.
And, you know, part of the problem with his leadership has been criticism that he cannot yet hold Republican senators in line, and he hasn't been able to break filibusters on a number of issues. So, you know, part of it is a challenge to, you know, how effective you are as a Senate leader. If you're not effective as a Senate leader, will you be effective as a president?
Oppenheimer says he cannot remember another time when an entire political party threatened to create a long-term stalemate in the Senate. But he says the Democrats could certainly do this.
You have all sorts of vehicles for making such objections in the Senate and slowing the Senate down without actually engaging in a formal filibuster.
Oppenheimer is the co-author of Congress Reconsidered. I'm Anne-Marie Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.